Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
Starting with the Thomas Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Thomas Voice Presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's the Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrun at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday's Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Thomas Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go! At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Thomas Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
This is Pastor Bill Jenkins of Destinland Christian Center in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPV Radio.
Good afternoon, family and friends. It is that time of the day. So welcome to The Grub, to all my listeners near and far. And I want to give a big, big special to my, my younger brother, older brother, Label. Thank you for supporting me today and tuning in and listening all the way from the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix. That's right, family. This side is the best side. So today, Sister Deanne is just the both of us. Pastor Jean had some errands to run today, family and friends, so she is not with us probably till later on in the show. But of course, you know, before we move forward, as we do here on The Grub, we open up with a prayer. Sister Deanne.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Father God, we want to thank you for today. We give your name praise. Lord, we give your name glory. We lift up your name, Father, because there is absolutely no one like you. You are in a class all by yourself. Father, you are altogether wonderful, amazing, phenomenal. God, there is not a word that we have that can describe the awesome person that you are. We want to thank you, God, for this opportunity to be here to break bread, Father, to study your word, because you told us to study to show ourselves approved unto you. So, Father, we invite you now into our presence. Give us a revelation, Father, like never before. Lord, we pray that you spread out your hands and you bring in the people from the four corners of the earth to hear the word of the Lord. Father, the ones that are broken, the ones that are hurting, the ones, oh God, who are thinking on giving up on life, the ones who think, God, that there is no God. Father, reveal yourself to them right now in a way that you've never had before. We come against every diabolical plot of the enemy. We command you, devil, to take your hands off of this program. We bind the witches and the warlocks who are trying to shut us down, who are trying to keep us from moving forward. But greater is he that is in us than you demonic devils that are in the world. So the blood of Jesus is against you right now, in every contract, every assignment, every handshake, every wink to fight us. We're not fighting you, because we're fighting not against flesh and blood, but we fight you with the power of the blood of Jesus. And even now we call on Holy Spirit fire to scatter every spiritual attack that will come to us. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We lift up your holy name and we bless you. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. So, Father, I'm pressed before I move forward. I am your host, niece, and my co-host, the one and only Sister Deanne LeBrand. So, Father, I'm
pressed. In the building, I am in the building.
Yes, yes, you are. Family, I'm pressed so good of me. So, today, family, what are you serving up on this menu? You know, it's Christmas in the next couple days. So we're going to give her a Cruisin' Christmas Festival dish.
Woo!
The first one is coming from John 3:16, and that is your pasteles. So some of your friends, if you don't know what pasteles is, it's cooking a banana leaf, it's your pumpkin, your chick beans, you have your meat, you have your green banana, which we call fig, you know, and it's all cooked and wrapped in this banana leaf, of course, with the parchment paper, and it's boiled, and you eat it the way I like to eat it, is with rice and beans. You know, you can't take the Puerto Rican out of me, so and I have to get my rice. Yes.
Yes.
Friends. John 3:16. For God loved the world that he gives his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Family and friends, Jesus came to this world in order that each of us might live abundantly and eternally. He came so that our joy might be completed here on earth, family and friends. But not only here on earth, but also in heaven. See, Christ loved us so much that he endured unspeakable pain on that cross so that we might be with him throughout eternity. Family and friends, see, we know what Jesus went through, but we also know mentally, emotionally, and physically, we wouldn't have been able to take that pain. So he sent somebody for us, sinners, to carry that pain for us, so we wouldn't have to bear that pain. See, how will you respond to Christ's sacrifice? That is your question of the day, family and friends. Will you give him your heart, your mind, and your soul? And will you accept the gift of eternal life? A gift that cost him so much, but yours for the asking. It is the most important decision you will ever make, family and friends. And if you choose wisely, it's a decision that you will never regret. Family and friends, who don't want eternal life? Who don't want to be in heaven with our Father, the Messiah? He is the one and only. He is the greatest, family and friends. Without him in our life, without us putting him first, nothing would be possible. He makes the impossible possible, family and friends.
That's right.
But if you are not heading toward God, what are you waiting for? It is the best life. It is the best offering that we could have. But when you go to God, yes, you got to remember that you're not a work in progress, family and friends, but you are a progress in work. This is where we have to go to God and ask him for the strength to strengthen us, to see things his way, to be in obedience with him, to live by his word. Family and friends, his word is the truth. His word is the way. If you don't want that in your life today and forevermore, the rest of your life here and on, we have to remember that we are only travelers here on earth. We only passing through. But where do you want your soul to rest?
Jesus.
That is the question. Where do you want your soul to rest? Family and friends, today, right now, this moment, this second, is the time. It's the time. Look at it. 2020 gone.
Just
about. It was a hell of a year.
Yeah.
2021, we don't know what's going to happen. How much of us will still be here? Give yourself to God. He forgave us of everything, every sin that we have done. He forgive us. Family and friends, we got to remember that he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. Repent.
Amen.
Repent. Let him know that you're coming to him as his child.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see things in his way because you no longer could do it your way.
No longer. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise God. John 3:16. That scripture, that verse, just about every Christian knows it. But I don't think we ever taken the time to see how potent that scripture is. See, because this show is about Christmas. And most people will give you gifts with bad motives. And they'll call you, oh, I bought your gift. What you getting me? Oh, I'm going to give you a gift. What you going to give me?
Uh-huh.
See, when it comes to God, God have no motive. The only thing God wants is exactly what his word say. And his word tells us his heart that he so love us. See, when you love, you give. You don't have to get nothing in return. If I love you, that's my love language, giving. So you don't have to give me nothing in return. But for birthdays, for Christmas, anniversary, whatever it may be that you have coming up, I give. Now, it may not be what you want, but it could be only what I can afford and what I can give. But the bottom line is I give you because I love you and I think of you in that way. And we have got to look at our lives and we have got to give each other. You know, we have, just like God, the Bible says, for God, he so loved the world. Not for God loved the world. Because I can love you and I can so love you. If I love you, you know what I'm saying? You can say something to me and whatever. But if I so love you and you say something, now that goes deeper. So God is showing us, I so love you. That he gave his only child. I got one daughter, one daughter. One daughter. Amen. And there is nobody on earth I would give up my one daughter for. Never. It's not saying that I can't have other kids. Well, now I can't have other kids, but I wouldn't give up one. I have two sons. I wouldn't give any one of them up. And for God to have only one, and for him to give up that one, knowing that some will accept him, some will receive him, some will just abuse him, some will reject him, they will spit on him, they will slap him, they will beat him to a bloody pulp where you can't even recognize him, and they're going to hang him on a cross. That's love. And for God to do that, that tells you, like Sister Shanice said, there's nothing God won't do for his children. There's nothing he wouldn't pull us through, because we could not do what Christ did for us. The minute they gave us that one stroke, it would have been over, because we were not built for it. But God so loved us, he knew we couldn't handle it. So he prepared a body named Jesus, send that body into this world so he can do for us what we can never do for ourselves. And some of us, we've accepted him, and some of us just like, there is no God. But there is a day coming. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There is a day coming when we're going to stand before that man, Jesus, when we're going to stand before that man, God, and we are going to have to give an account, because we have no excuse. All the reservations, all the preparations, just like we're getting ready to get Christmas dinner, and we get our gifts for family members, and however you may decorate your house, your inside, outside, your bathroom, everything. You make preparations so people can come and they can enter the house, they can feel welcome, they can eat, they can laugh, they can drink, they can enjoy themselves. God did all of that for us. Amen. And this is why we celebrate Christmas, because God gave him. That's the best gift. If I can't give you, I can give you $10 trillion, and that still would be the worst gift I can ever give you, because you can have $10 trillion and you can die and go to hell. But when I give you Jesus, you have eternal life. Even when this world is dead and gone, when there is nothing left, we're still going to be standing with Jesus. Amen?
Yes, amen. Amen. So family and friends, we're moving along on this Crucian Festival feast. We feast today, family and friends. So our second item on this menu is coming from Matthew 10:8. And, you know, we added no alcohol, so we're giving y'all a virgin coquito. Another bad one. But we solved in it, Sister Deanne.
Yes.
10:8 is generosity. Freely you have received.
Yes.
Freely give. And it's just like what Sister Deanne just said. She's moving a little faster than me, but that's okay.
Sorry.
What? It's okay. Generosity, family and friends, is woven into God's word like a fabric.
Yes.
Our creator instructs us to give generously and cheerfully to those in need. And
yes,
he promises that when we do give of our time, our talents, and our resources, we will be blessed. See, Jesus was the perfect example of generosity. He gave us everything, his earthly life, so that we, his followers, might receive abundance, peace, and eternal life.
That's
he was always generous, always kind, always willing to help. And the least of these, and if we are following in his footsteps, we too must be generous sometime today. You will encounter someone who needs a helping hand or a word of encouragement. When you encounter a person in need, think of yourself as Christ's ambassador.
Yes.
I remember that whatever you do for the least of cheese, you also do for him. See, when we mm-hmm. do something of good, because God is so good to us, when
yes.
we do something that is great, that's what pleases God, family and friends.
Amen.
It's not how much things you can give, but it's how you do it. See, when you do
yes.
it in generosity, you are doing it from the heart.
Yes.
You're doing it because, oh gosh, you know, I gotta go help this neighbor today. I mean, feel like doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing it with a good heart, and you doing it from God,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be a doubt in your head. You wouldn't start sucking it. You wouldn't be like, oh gosh, I gotta go help this person today. Oh gosh,
right.
I got to give them this. See, God don't allow those things in our heart, because sometimes
right.
we consider selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
You have the strength. You have the will to do it. Why not give that helping hand?
Really,
you know, they probably and really truly can't do it. But if you're a child
mm-hmm.
of God and you're a true Christian, you wouldn't have those doubts. If you having those doubts in your mind because you have to help somebody, you have to check yourself.
Right.
That something ain't right. You're not a true child of God.
Hmm.
See, God don't allow us to have doubts. He don't allow us to second our thoughts.
Hmm.
Family and friends, give and you shall receive a blessing from God.
Come on.
And what greater blessing that you could have. Man, any blessing that comes from God is the greatest blessing you could have.
The greatest. Amen.
Family and friends, let's take Sister Deanna, going to put you on the spot. You know, she is grateful. And I could say this because we talk a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The devil might have been busy in her life at one time and
mm-hmm.
took her eyesight away. But listening to Sister Deanna on this radio show, you would never know that she's legally blind.
No,
she
ma'am.
She writes book, she preaches, and she's an activist for domestic violence, family and friends.
You got it.
Her blessing was God, that God still gave her the opportunity to do these things. He still gave her the opportunity to get up every day and give him thanks
mm-hmm.
because he has still given her life to do these things
Amen.
In his name.
Amen.
She could have given up.
Long time ago.
And Sister Deanne lost her eyesight to a mosquito.
Mm-hmm.
To a mosquito. Now, this virus could have been so bad that it could have been her life.
Yeah.
But God had greater things for her in life.
Amen. Amen.
See, family and friends, our life story is considered a testimony. And our testimony could help somebody else.
Amen.
That could be your encouraging words to somebody else, what you've been through. You know, we talk about, me and my husband, we talk about our marriage a lot. We've been to hell and back.
Hmm.
Many times I wanted to walk through the door. Many times I asked for a divorce, but I stuck it out because God only had a greater plan for me as a pastor's
yeah.
wife, as a minister, as an entrepreneur,
right.
as a radio
right.
host, but he had
right.
a blessing for my relationship, my marriage.
Yeah.
All I could do is get up every morning and say, you know what? Thank God.
Thank you.
God, I
mm-hmm.
thank you. If it wasn't for you, I'd have give up life. I attempted suicide 3 times as a teenager. I was raped. I was molested. I was in an abusive relationship. I could have given up many times. But God said no. Sister Deanne?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. That scripture goes right back to John 3:16. Freely you have received. Freely give. Amen. Freely. Everything God has given to us, it's free. I remember when we were growing up, there was a song that we used to sing, and it says, if salvation was a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. And that is so true. And then I heard somebody said, salvation is free. And I had to agree. And then I heard somebody said, salvation is not free. I was like, huh? He said, salvation may not have cost us anything, but it cost God everything.
Everything.
God gave us everything. And he said, freely as you have gotten it, give it just the same way. The same way I have given you love, give love the same way. The same way when you mess up, you come and you ask for forgiveness, the same way you forgive those who offend you. The same way I don't treat you bad, don't treat anybody. He said, freely you have given. And Sister Shanice, I agree. God, he's not stingy. He's not stingy. He doesn't have bad motives. When God gives, he gives completely. When he heals, he doesn't heal you 99.6%. It is 100 or nothing. And so many times we say we are Christians and we say we are children of God. But when we say we are Christians, to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. How can we be Christ-like and we don't love each other? How can we be Christ-like and we can't forgive one another? How can we be Christ-like and we're still fighting one another? Because like my daddy used to say, like crabs in a bucket. The minute you see somebody going up, you do any and everything to pull them back down. You know what I'm saying? We can't see anybody succeed, but we say we are Christ-like. How can that be? When he said, freely I have given unto you, I have given you everything pertaining to life and godliness. You didn't have to buy it, you know, you didn't have to work for it. All we had to do was come to him, get on our knees. Some of us stood with your hands up, with your head down. Somehow ever we came sitting in a chair and we just gave our life. We repented, we turned our back on the world, and just like that, everything God have became ours. Now, I don't know about you. If I can get with a brother, if I have nothing and I can get with you, and ever all of a sudden what you got is mine, I'm taking that deal. And I'm going to do everything I can to hold on to what I got, because I know if I lose this way, I'm going back. And we have to think about that, especially the people who are on your way backsliding or the one who have backslidden. Was it worth it to give up on God to go back into the muck and the miry clay? Was it worth it to give up on God to go out and live the kind of raggedy life that you want to live? There is so much more in God. And the good thing about God, when you mess up and you come to him and we repent, he doesn't look at us and say, you, didn't I tell you nothing? Didn't I tell you nothing? He just say, I am standing at the door and I am knocking. And he said, if you open up the door, I will come in and we're going to have a meal together. See, when we receive like we're supposed to, then we can give like we're supposed to. So I don't have to say, oh, you owe me, because you did for me. And I don't have to say to you, I owe you because you did for me. In my marriage, that's how my ex-husband was. He would give me stuff, clothes, shoes, even my wedding band, which I paid for half of it. But whenever he got mad, whenever he would try to control and manipulate me and I wouldn't go for it, you know, when we got married, he put me on his insurance. Guess what he did? He came and he asked for the insurance card back. He took the shoes. He took the purses. He even took my underwear. Okay? But that's not God. Freely I have given unto you. freely you give. So even when we God give us and we accept it, even when we don't return it to him like we should, when we should praise him like we should, when we should fast and seek his face like we should, when we should worship the Lord like we should, he still don't come and say, give me back my salvation. He still loves us in spite of us not loving him, not being. Now, we understand there's no way we can love God like he loves us, because God's love is infinite. That you cannot put a limitation on God's love. His love keeps going and going and going and going. We get sick and tired of people, and we'll drop you like a bad habit. Amen? So we just today, as we come even closer to, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, we know that's not the day he was born, but that's the day we come collectively to celebrate his birth. Remember, God gave us a gift that was not deserving of us, and now he's saying to us, just as I gave to you, go forth and do likewise. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Amen. So, family and friends, we're going to take a short music break, and we will be right back.
Amen.
So stay tuned and stay blessed.
Amen.
Oh, 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 big why?
Winter City, save by grace.
Yeah.
Winter City, save by grace. Yeah.
Let go.
Telling people what to do, judging everybody, full of pride and self-consumed. One day, I felt so hard, lost my faith in God, I couldn't even pray. So I said, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, you never fall from grace. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Everybody got a pass.
Winter City, saved by grace.
But ain't everybody got a future.
Yeah. I don't listen to nobody. They claim to know God. They can't show no love. They're cold and so hard. And don't say that I never told you. No matter what your sin, his love is there for ya. And I pray before the sun goes down, you turn your life around some way and somehow.
My grandmama started me at Sunday school. Cool, went in the afternoon too. Got the word doing Sunday service. Easter speeches always made me nervous. And now my sermons heard over the globe, like a pastor speaking in your mega churches. I powerball, make mega millions, all for my kids and my children's children. Materialism can't take it with you, boy. Only your soul is worth the weight in gold. Only the strong survive till they get old. Then it's time to meet your maker. So what they say when you get to the pearly gates? Open sesame or through the gates of hell. You wait for the devil himself to introduce you to eternal flame and say, oh Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, I promise, I'ma be good, ignore my problems. I receive you, ain't no more commas. No drama, no baby mamas. So I walk through the valley of the shadows. I'm full of life cause the light that you passed on. Never had those doubts of faith, because the harder times we got us past those.
I've been a saint, I've been a sinner, I've been a good boy, I've been a noob, the son of a preacher, you go and figure, I did all my wrong as a believer, I found God, I heard him call, right in my scene in the midst of my fall, said I didn't have to be perfect at all, because of his love I'm standing tall, the devil's a lie, he's a deceiver, look at me now, I'm a new creature, judging someone is like pulling a trigger, you kill him before they can meet the Redeemer,
damn,
he's a forgiver.
Do is ask.
Winchester, save by grace.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPB Radio.
Family and friends, we are back. We are back. Continuing with this Christmas, Cruise on Christmas Festival meal here. We're giving you little bits and pieces here and there. So the next one is celebration. And your celebration is your guava berry ice cream. Family and friends, if you want St. Croix, the best guava berry ice cream you could get is from Armstrong Ice Cream.
Yes, that's right.
Located in Frederickstead. That's right, family and friends. So our guava berry ice cream is coming from Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. See, each day should be a celebration from your friends. You should celebrate everything about life. Life itself is a celebration. And each day has its own share of blessings. See, that's what we need to remember, that every time we wake up, even if your day don't go right, it's still a blessing. Because you wake up. So you have to celebrate every little thing in your life. Today, like every other day, family and friends, is a priceless gift from God. He has offered us yet another opportunity to serve him with a smiling face and willing hands. See, when we do our part, he eventually does his part and miracles happen. The Lord has promised to bless you, and not only to bless you, but he's blessing you and to keep you now and forever, family and friends. He's just keeping you like a boyfriend, a girlfriend. You know, sometimes we keep that person, and, you know, here and there now, or for whatever use we have for them, and then we throw them away like trash. God doesn't do that, family and friends. He's keeping us forever. So don't wait for birthdays and holidays. Make this day an exciting adventure. And while you're at it, family and friends, take time to thank God for his blessings.
Amen.
See, things happen in our life and we say, oh, yeah, it happened because we put in the work and stuff. Listen, don't matter how much hard work you put into it. If God ain't want you to have it, you ain't going to have it. So when you get it, you have to say, you know what, God, I thank you for this blessing, Lord, because without you, I would never receive it. See, he, our Father, deserves your, our, my gratitude, and you deserve the joy of expressing it. And how we can express it? By rejoicing.
Amen.
Being grateful to God.
Yes.
And everything, everything. See, even, like I said, even though it ain't go right, you know, even though you're fed up with a boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or whatever it is, just give God thanks. Because if it's not for you, even though you in that celebration moment, and if it's not for you, you know what God will do? He gonna remove it. Because anything that is not of him, he will remove. He shall remove. So just celebrate. Today, this moment, this second, celebrate. Not like I said earlier, not just birthdays and holidays, because those
are the celebration. Those are celebration by society. Those is the celebration that society gave us to celebrate. Because guess what? Let's go down to the nitty gritty of it. Those celebrations is money making.
Yeah.
For them. See, Christmas, Thanksgiving, that's when we spend
Valentine.
So much money.
Uh-huh.
Valentine. The day after my birthday, Valentine. You know, those are money making celebrations to them. But family and friends, I'll take it back a little farther, because if you study your history and you know the true meaning of Valentine, we wouldn't celebrate it so much, because Valentine's is actually bloodshed. It was a battle. It was bloodshed. You know, and that's a day when so much blood was shed. That's where our red heart in Valentine's comes from. So you got to know your history before we start celebrating these celebrations that we celebrate. But the greatest one that has no price tag to it is God.
That's it.
The life that he gave us to celebrate, to be victorious with him, in him, and through him. That is so priceless. There's no tag attached to God's love. There's no attachment with a price tag to his blessings that he can give us, that we can receive from him.
True.
So start celebrating your father, not our worldly father. He might be a father that we cannot physically see, touch, but we sure can hear him.
Sure can.
Sometimes that little voice that we hear, and you think somebody talking to you, look around, ain't nobody there. Hey, that's God talking
to
you. Because when we down, and we ain't up, but when we down, when we in our lowest of lowest, and you feel like you're floating, and all of a sudden you just feel down, and you're just floating, and you just feel like you're rising up, man, that's God carrying you.
Oh, yeah.
That's God carrying you. Because no matter what we go through in life, he's always going to cry us. See, God is not on time for us when we want him. But he is an on time God when the time is perfect in his time.
That's right.
So, you know, man, I pray to God and I asked him. See, right then and there, that's what party went wrong. You don't talk to God. You went to God in questioning. You asked him. See, when you talk to God and you talk to your father, and you go to him with something that is not a want but a need, he might not give it to you today. He might not give it to you tomorrow. He might not give it to you next week, but next month come around. I'm like, well, I just remember I talked to my father, God, and, you know, he blessed me with it. Now, God, thank you. Because when you wanted it, it was not the right time.
Rejoice.
See, when you wanted it, it was on your time, family and friends. But when he gave it to you, he said, you know what? It is time. It is the right time. The time is perfect. See, we ain't perfect, but God is perfect.
He is.
So his time is always going to be the perfect time. So celebrate God. Celebrate our Father. Celebrate everything that he has brought forth to us in this life that we live in. Sister Deanne?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Wow. Rejoice. Rejoice. Wow. There are so many people who can't rejoice because they never had joy to begin with.
Yep.
In order to rejoice, you once upon a time have to have it. And especially in this 2020 year of fear and intimidation of that name Corona, when God told us he has given us the power over every other name. Amen. And he already told us that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. We still running around afraid of Corona. Amen. But even in all that, he still say rejoice. Why? Because our Redeemer draws nigh. Rejoice. Why? Because I woke you up this morning. Rejoice. Why? I know you may not feel like it. Your body might be a little painful and you may not have the money, and you looking and you saying, oh, God, I don't have the money to buy all this stuff for Christmas. You have to remember, Christmas, some people, they put themselves in debt for Christmas. There are people who are still paying for Christmas last year, and they're going to put more stuff on a credit card, and next Christmas, they're going to be paying for three Christmas at once. you know what
mortgage.
I'm saying? It's a mortgage, exactly. And that could be a car note, and we put ourselves in there because here the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how much material things you have, it does not bring you joy. You can have the biggest house, the biggest car. Do you know how many millionaires are miserable? Do you know how many billionaires are still drinking to go to sleep, taking prescription pills or whatever to go to sleep? Do you know how many millionaires, billionaires, wealthy people in the world that wish they have the simple life some of us have? Because with the simple life, we don't have no stress, we don't have no worries. The friends that we have, the one or two friends that we have, we know that they are genuine. But when you have all this money, people in your face, you don't know if they're there for you or for your money. And a lot
money.
Of them who've lost
mm-hmm.
their money, they learn that the hard way. So the Lord is saying to us today, rejoice. Why rejoice? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If you cannot find any reason to be joyful that God did not leave us here on this earth to fend for ourselves, but he sent Jesus, for Jesus to give us everything that we could ever need in this lifetime. Some people try to smoke and drink and do cocaine, and some people even look forward to sex. They think sex will give them joy. And, you know, I remember I was in church one Sunday evening, and we had a guest pastor, and the pastor asked a question, and he said, how many people want to be happy? And then he turned around, and I didn't raise my hand. And then he said, how many people would rather have joy? And I raised my hand. And it was shocking to see some of the people on the pulpit raise their hand. Is it important to be happy? Yeah, I think a happiness sometimes is a byproduct of joy. But there are days when you're not going to feel happy, but the joy of the Lord is going to take us through, because he tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we don't have strength, when we feel alone, when we feel lonely, when we can't call, when we look in our phone and we can't call nobody because the people we're going to call, they have more problems than us. That means we're going to have to stop telling them what we call to tell them, and we're going to have to listen to all day trouble. When you can't find nobody to talk to, nobody to listen to you, nobody to vent to, nobody to cry on your shoulder, let me tell you, the best person you can go to is God. You can sometimes you go to God and you can't even say words. You just cry, and your tears is telling God everything that is wrong. Your tears is telling God all your pain, all your disappointments, everything that's going on the inside. When we cannot articulate the words, when we cry, he understands exactly why. Because the Bible tells us Jesus walked this earth as a man. And everything that we suffer, he already endured. That's why he told us we can overcome, because he has overcome. He has already paved the way. Amen. And the way that it started is by God so loving the world. I would encourage everybody who's listening, if you don't know John 3:16, I would encourage you to not just memorize John 3:16, but to sit and think and meditate on John 3:16, because it will give
Amen.
You a different perspective of who God is and truly how much he loves you. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Family and friends, moving on with our Inclusion Festival meal. This get me excited, because this is something that I love. So it's Isaiah 54:50, verse 4. It's your devotional.
And it is the Ross Polk family and friends. Yes. Yes. I love it when it's done just right and you get, all I want is the skin and a little piece of meat. That skin, when it crispy, you know that Ross Polk was done right, family and friends. You know it's good to go. Good to go. So family and friends, Oh, God, and some seasoned rice with the gandules in it. Oh, gosh. And your olives, your cup of olives.
Yes.
Yes. I can't wait for Thanksgiving because some of your friends, that's what's on my table for not Thanksgiving, Christmas. They are going backwards. Christmas, I'm doing the roast pork. Roast pork, and I'm going to have my coconut cake and my guava cake for dessert. So family and friends, yes, I am loving it. I like to eat.
Yes.
That's why I'm fat. I chubby. I'm fluffy.
Yes,
family and friends, I am fluffy.
Man, that guava cake, that coconut cake. Oh God, I could imagine how that's gonna taste.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
Yes, so family and friends, let me slice down this roast pork. Like I said, it's Isaiah 50 verse 4. Morning by morning, he wakens me and opens my understanding to his will. The servant Lord has spoken to me and I have listened. Again, family and friends, every new day is a gift from the Creator.
Yes.
A gift that allows each of us to say thank you by spending time with the giver. When we begin the day with our Bibles open and our hearts attuned to God, we are invincible blessed by the promises we find in his word.
Yes.
During that quiet moment, family and friends, we spend with the Lord. He guides us. He leads us, and he touches our heart.
Amen. See,
these are precious moments that contribute to our spiritual growth.
Amen.
We need our daily devotions. Each day of our life has 1,440 minutes, and God deserves a few of them, and you deserve the experience of spending a few quiet moments every morning with your Creator. If you haven't already done so, family and friends, establish the habit of spending time with God every day of the week. It's a habit that will change your day and revitalize your life. When you give the Lord your undivided attention, everything changed, included you. See, family and friends, when we start moving, and we have spoke about this already here in the group. See, when we move closer to God, some of our old friends, and Pastor Jean was talking about it when she asked God to give her a certain type of friend, because the friends that she had still was in the old ways. So she needed godly friends. And that's what God gave her. See, and it's because when we start to move closer to God, we start to change. Because when we start to change, we're no longer spiritually blind. See, when we're spiritually blind to me, is we still curse, we still smoke, we still drink, you know, we still party from time to time, we still gamble time to time. But when we start to seek God and we run in that race and your road becomes narrow, and you only have your eyesight in one direction, people start to talk about you more. People start to dislike you because you're no longer that old person. And we spoke about it, that rebirth. See, you're being reborn in Christ. When you give yourself to God, you're being reborn. And when you are reborn in Christ, people of the old don't dislike you. They dislike you. They dislike who you're becoming. But see, until they not understand, but they overstand what God can give you in your life, the blessings that he could bring, the opportunities, the doors, everything that he can open for you, including your eyes, Mm-hmm. See, your sight become different, family and friends. Your taste become different. Your hearing become different. Everything about you, those senses changed.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become different, it's a problem. And it's a problem to you only if you allow it to become a problem.
To be a problem. Yeah.
See, when we start to walk that walk toward God, we fall off. Because I have fallen off, and I got right back up, and I continue going.
Sure.
Because I see some of what God has given me as my blessing. And that's the kind of blessing that I want to continue having. So when you fall off, there's nothing wrong. Get back up and try again. Keep pushing forward. If you lose those friends and those family members, that's okay. But it simply could start by you giving that moment, that minute to God every month. That's a start. By saying thank you. Thank you. Talking to God before you leave the house. Talking to him even when you get up out of
in
bed.
Your car.
Your eyes in your car.
You
could talk to God anywhere. And guess what? Whatever you talk to God about, you don't got to worry about John, Susie, Mary. And Tom knowing. Because it's between you and him.
That's right.
Like Sister Deanna said, carry your problems to God. And when you credit to God, he ain't telling nobody else what he's going to do. Whatever problem you have and you going through, what he's trying to do, what he will do is fix them. And if he see it's, he knows it's not something of him, he's going to remove it slowly but surely.
Amen.
And then you wouldn't self realize that those things that are not of him is being removed until one day you're like, oh, okay, that person isn't wrong no more. It's because that person wasn't of God. That person wasn't the right person for you in your life and the walk that you are taking, or that walk that you are willing and ready to take, family and friends. So again, morning by morning, he wakes us and opens our understanding to his will, not to our will, not to society will, but to his will. And when he talks, family and friends, all we could do is listen. See, now again, let me cut back a little bit, Sister Dion, because some of us, we would hear, we wouldn't listen, or we would listen and we wouldn't hear. But then again, we would listen and we would hear, and we would still do the opposite. See, the choice is yours. God allow us to make choices. But the question is, what choice would you make?
Amen.
Is it the right choice? So, you know, sometimes you got to stop. Like I like to say, stop, hold up, wait a minute. Put some God into it. Go to him. If you are unsure, take it to him. And he would help you make the right choice. Sister Deanne?
Amen, amen. That is so true. Wow. Man, you listen to the scriptures. Man, if you not hearing the love in every word that she's reading, I ask that you ask the Lord to remove the devil's fingers in your ears and take the scales off your eyes so you can hear and you can see what the scripture is revealing out to us today. It's revealing God's heart to us today. It says morning after morning. Psalms tells us that we get new mercy every day. Every day you go to sleep and you wake up the next day, you have new mercy. It's not like the old mercy got corrupted or it got stale or it's void. It's just that God is so good. Morning after morning, he gives us fresh mercy every day. Just as the day is brand new, he gives us new mercy. Why? Because he always wants the best for us. And
that's
even
right.
though sometimes, so many times we trip ourselves up, even when we trip ourselves up and we go and we repent, he still gives us the opportunity to do it again. You may have a friend or two that you may mess over and they say, oh, okay, no problem.
I'm going to let that one go. And you do it again. Okay, I'm going to let that one go. Not too many times after that they're going to let you go. You know what I'm saying? But God, he is continuously God. The Bible tells us that heaven and earth will pass away. This heaven, this earth that we know, those of us who grew up in the island, those of you who've gone to the ocean, everything that you see now, there will be no more ocean. Everything will be gone, gone, gone. And the only person that's going to remain is God. Because before all of this started, the only person who was there was God.
Was God.
Don't let people tell you about the Big Bang, because when they tell you about the Big Bang theory, ask them, whatever caused the bang, where did it come from? Who created that substance?
God.
Amen. Who created that substance for there to be a Big Bang? No, we were not salamanders, and we crawled out of the ocean, you know, and then we became man, and we became monkeys, and we became men. No, don't let the enemy trick you. Our God is showing us his heart today. He's letting us know how much he loves us today. Just read that last part of that scripture again, like the last sentence of that scripture again.
When he said, the servant Lot has spoken to me, and I have listened.
Uh-huh.
Listen.
Okay, read the whole thing again, because there's a...
Morning, he wakens me. I've opened my understanding to his will. The servant Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened.
Because, oh my God, morning after morning, he awakes us. So not the alarm clock that wakes us up, not Google, none of them wake us up. If you don't wake up in the morning, that's because God didn't wake you up. But if you are listening and you are here, that means he woke you up. And the reason why he woke you up is there's work for you to do. He has us here in this time, in this place, for a reason. See, we do things haphazardly. You know, things that happen and we say, oh, wow, what a serendipitous occasion. There is no serendipitous occasion with God. Everything God does is planned. You know what I'm saying? There is no, oh, my God, look at this coincidence. God does not deal with coincidence, because if God dealt with coincidence, it would cease to make him absolute. And that's impossible. So everything, the very breath, the very rhythm of our heart, the very wind that's blowing outside, the way the sun is shining, the Saturn and Jupiter phenomenon that took place last night, he had all that set. When you wake up in the morning and you hear that bird sing, that's not just, that bird didn't just happen to fly by. That's God singing you a song, like Bob Marley say, Three Little Birds. And every time I hear that song, I said, this has got to be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He said, Three Little Birds, it's sitting by his doorstep, singing sweet songs, a melody pure and just.
And
who
sure.
is the only person that is pure and just? It's the Lord God Almighty. And he's letting us know while we're sleeping, he's already making all preparation for when he wakes us up in the morning, that
Amen.
He give us an understanding of how great he is. You guys, we serve a mighty, mighty, good and a loving God. And he doesn't want us to give him nothing but us. That's why when I pray, I say, God, I give you my mind, my heart, my soul, I give you my eyes, my ears, I give you everything, and I turn my back on the world. Because when we turn our back on the world and we set our faces as a flint unto the Lord, guess what? He hears us and he will take care of us. The devil looks like he takes better care of his children. You know why? Because the devil is a deceiver and he's a liar. You know, the devil don't give you nothing for nothing. Don't ever think you're going to go to the devil and make a deal and you're going to walk away and you got the better end of the deal. It ain't ever going to happen. But with God, he gave us a great deal, a deal that eternity cannot prevent. Amen. So as you
Amen.
Wake up, if you have not said thank you, God, for today, it's not too late to thank him. And as you go throughout the day, thank him. As you eat your meal, as you lay down on your bed, as you lay your head on your pillow, as you take a shower, thank him for the water. Thank him for the light.
You have heat depending on what part of the world you're in. Your AC is running. Your fridge is not there. You may have, it may not be some red bottoms. It may not be some Air Jordans, but you have shoes on your feet. It can be some flip-flops. We have got to give God thanks in everything because he made sure when we woke up this morning, he had everything prepared for us so we can have a joyful day. Amen?
Amen. 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 Family and friends, we're going to take one more and last music break, and we'll be back after this song, and we'll have our last one for you. And we're going to close up, and then we'll see you next week, Tuesday, 1:30 Central Standard Time. For family and friends, don't go. Stay tuned. Stay blessed after this music selection.
Who do you call on the sky? Some dreadlock call them jive. Some call they arm, leg, arm, head, I lie. I'm like a brother of Christ, the creator of life. When I get that quick, that spit, that smooth, man, like rolling a dice. Bigger than cars and ice, no longer living in fear. Ever since I was born, I heard the end was near. Will I be ruined for pursuing everything in my reach? Should I keep doing what I'm doing, trying to live what I preach? How many haters want to stop you when you're bringing the heat? Just keep my name about your mouth when you speak of defeat. See, this ain't about the fame, it was always about the faith. You thought it was a game, so you hurry up and wait, but I'm about his business. His God is my witness. Running to the light, cause in the light I see the ditches. Now why would I fear a man? I'm a man myself. From my collard greens and spam to plants.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never. Then break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you and your final wow. Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu, Christian, whatever.
And let the word just blow. Not talking about the guns, not talking about the dough, not talking about the dimes, I'm talking about your soul. Talking about your life because mine is a miracle. I used to live for money, I wanted the love of many. Went looking for milk and honey, I see it's already in me. Like paintings on the ceiling, my feelings are rare type. Making you change your dealings and losing yourself in hype. Some people lose the battle, so engineers get them tight. But I'm focused on the spirit, you hearing him when I write. Now you can have the plan and I'm reaching for higher heights. When it's all said and done, how many did you enlighten? You was Muslim, Hindu, Christian, or whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never break the chains in your mind, cause we have all power. I'm telling you, you in the final hour.
Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian, whatever. If you wanna see God without love, never break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you in your final hour. Don't really matter if you're Muslim,
Hindu,
Christian,
whatever.
If you wanna see God without love, never break the chains in your mind, cause you have all power. I'm telling you, you in your final hour. Y'all got me bent thinking I ain't heaven sent. I'm trying to treat everyone I see like they my kin. How you loving God, but you won't let him in your heart. Just cause you went to college, that don't mean it made you smart. You still chasing pennies for pennies and turning panties to mammies. Now mammies mad at the grannies, grannies don't understand. I'ma keep it real simple, trying to love them when they hate me.
Why?
I love the one that made me. No more religion, because it brought division. Make a decision. We all are just visiting, playing black church, white church, Asians, Indians, mad at the KKK for trying to fit in, but y'all in the same predicament. You hating, and every time you do that, you worshiping Satan. Now, from Emmett Till to Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, or from the Little Rock Nine to Oklahoma University's racism, why is it that black culture in America continues to see the same form of ignorance, using the First Amendment to justify hatred?
Don't really matter if you're Muslim, Hindu,
Christian, whatever.
If you want to see God without love,
never break the chains in your mind, because you have all power. I'm telling you, you in your final hour.
You understand me? The Christians say Jesus is the messenger. The Muslims say it's Muhammad. I say, did you get the message?
This is Pastor Bill Jenkins of Destinland Christian Center in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Stellar Award considered, Spin Awards nominated, radio station is back with an all-star just for you. Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's the Grub at 1 p.m. followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lee Breen at 6 p.m. Thursday's Real Talk with Pastor Byron Sego at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go.
You're listening to The Grub right now on TPV Radio.
Family and friends, we are back to give
yes,
you the
yes,
last
yes.
the last dish for the Exclusion Festival. So family and friends, home, you know, it's that time of year for us. Please be safe, be responsible. Please
mm-hmm.
don't drink and drive. Don't
mm-hmm.
text and drive. Please wear your seatbelts, you know, and just be safe, because the world we're living in today is a crazy world. So
crazy.
This last item, Sister Deanne, on this Cruiser Festival
mm-hmm.
menu, let me put it that way, menu, is coming
mm-hmm.
from Luke 37 and is fruit bread.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know what it is, fruit bread, it has the cherries and dates and stuff in it, and it's like it's a sweet bread. We call it sweet bread, but it's
mm-hmm.
it having like fruits and stuff. Family and friends, if you haven't tried, get a piece of it. So your fruit bread is called Judging Others.
Yes.
So we're going to leave you with Judging Others today. And it's, like I said, it's coming from Luke 6:37. And it said, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn
yes.
not, and you shall not be condemned. Forget, and you will be forgiven. See, the need to judge others seems woven into human consciousness like a fabric.
Mm-hmm.
We mortals feel compelled to serve as informal judges, and jury, pronouncing our own verdicts on the actions and perceived motivations of others,
mm-hmm.
all the while excusing or oftentimes hiding our own shortcomings. See,
come on.
We like to judge people, but we don't like to be judged.
That's right.
But God's word instructs us to let him be the judge. He knows that we, with our limited knowledge and
mm-hmm.
personal biases, are simply
mm-hmm.
ill-equipped to access the actions of others. The
Come
act
on.
Of judging then becomes not only an action of futility, but also an affront to our own Creator. When Jesus came upon a woman who had been condemned by the Pharisees,
mm-hmm.
he spoke not only to the people who have
mm-hmm.
gathered there, but also to all generations. Christ warned, he that is without sin among you, let
mm.
him cast a stone at her.
My
John
God.
8:7, family and friends. See, the message is clear, because we are all sinners. Nobody
oh.
is better than nobody. Even we who walk as Christians, we either sinning, still sinning, or we have sinned.
Mm-hmm.
So who is us to judge anybody else? Who is we to judge our neighbor, judge our mother, judge our father, our sisters, our uncles? Who are we?
Nobody.
See, we must refrain from the temptation to judge, from judging others. So the next time you're tempted to cast judgment on another human, something and friend, resist that temptation. God has not called you to be a judge. He has called you to be a witness. See,
mm-hmm.
Stop judging people. Stop judging people. Stop trying to take people's skeleton out their closet.
Okay.
Open yours. Open yours. See what
okay.
skeleton you have in there or what
Thank
skeleton you.
You
have left in there. Stop judging people. You are not judge nor jury. God called us to be witnesses.
Amen.
Let me call you to be no judge. Let me call
Amen.
You to be no jury. Who is you? Who is you to judge anybody else?
Okay.
See, what another thing that people don't realize and analyze, they understand but they don't understand, that gossip, that thing we call gossip or melee, you're judging somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Cause melee and gossip, he said, she said, nobody ain't said.
That's right.
You don't know the truth, leave it alone.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know it, leave it alone. God ain't called you to do none of that.
Mm-mm.
He called us as ministers and apostles, you know, pastors. He called us as his vessels. To share his word. So I sharing this with you today, family and friends. You're nobody damn judge.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure as hell ain't nobody jury?
Mm-mm.
Leave it to
Mm-mm.
God. You know that it says, karma, karma, it's okay. Yeah, I believe in karma to a certain degree, which I shouldn't, because I should leave that to God too. We are all sinners, family and friends. We ain't perfect. We was made in his image, but not of his perfection. We are here to fail. We are here to make mistakes. We are here the way we are because God wants us to come to him. He said, come to me as you are. He did not say, come to me when you are perfect or you
right.
are in your perfection, because we're not. Come to me, and he will judge us, because like Sister Diaz said, he has the final judgment. When
right.
all is gone and we stand up there, we're not being judged for Pa, Mary, and Sue mistakes or their sins. When God
mm-hmm.
called you by your name and he said, my child, this is your sin. Why have you committed?
Yeah.
We're going to tell you what I didn't know, because guess what? He already know why you did it. But he wants to know if you're going to be truthful with him in that time of judgment. Sister Deanne?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Boy, boy, boy.
Hmm.
Let me have to write a book on that one. because let me tell you, I was thinking the three stories in the Bible that I so see myself in, and all of it has judgment. The woman at the well. The woman
oh, yeah.
That you just spoke about, the woman at the one caught in adultery, and Mary Magdalene when she came and she washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped his
tears.
And kissed his feet. These are the three stories in the Bible that speaks so closely to my life because the woman at the well, ostracized, judged, tried to figure out, have anybody ever taken the time to talk to her, find out why she was the way she was? The woman caught in adultery, can it be that she was set up? Can it be that she was vulnerable and they took advantage of her and turned around and judged her and made an open spectacle about her? And, of course, Mary Magdalene, she's trying to live a life. She's given her life to Jesus, trying to live the best she can. But people would not leave her past in the past. And a lot of the time, people are so quick to judge people because the way or in the places that we are weak, they're not weak. You know what I'm saying? It's quick to point fingers at somebody's daughter and say, oh, she got pregnant out of wedlock. But when theirs did, oh, it's a blessing from the Lord, or they quickly have a shotgun wedding. And the hypocrisy is real. And we should expect that kind of stuff in the world, but not in the world. It's in the church. Amen. I remember I was going to this one church, and this young girl, she got pregnant, and she had to come up in front of the church and apologize to the people for getting pregnant out of wedlock. But then when word came about the pastor's son that was in the closet, he didn't have to come in front of the church and repent and apologize. That's hypocrisy. That's not right.
Yep.
And so many times we point fingers at others because it's not where we've fallen short. Because it's not our weakness, because we can override that one thing that other person couldn't override. The bottom line is we all have weaknesses, and we all have strength. Where I may be weak, you're strong, and where you weak, I'm strong. Does that make you better than me or me better than you? No. Because the bottom line is, in order for me to get strong where I'm weak and for you to get strong where you're weak, we all need the blood of Jesus. It's only Jesus that can fix us and give us the strength to overcome these temptations when they come through. So it is very important that we stop judging, stop pointing, stop saying, oh, this couldn't be my son, or my child would never do this or never do that. I had somebody said that to me about my son. I could never do my son what you did to your son. I'm like, but your son, how many girls have he got pregnant, but all you have are two grandchildren? What happened to all them other girls that were pregnant by him? You see what I'm saying? When I say stuff like that, people get angry because they say, well, you know, aren't you judging? No, I'm showing you what you make other people feel like. Because I was one of the people who got pregnant out of wedlock. And I'm telling you, this one lady in the church, she told me God was not going to bless my son like the other women in the church who were pregnant. Now, this is supposed to be like an evangelist. And when people wonder why we backslide sometimes, or why you stop coming to church, or worse, why we stop believing in God, because these are the people that say, this is me with Christ living on the inside. So if that's you with Christ living on the inside, you're so nasty, you're so judgmental, why would I want anything to do with God? Because it's going to make me just like you. And if I don't like you, that means I'm not going to like myself.
So
I thank God that when we come to God, he does not judge us, even though he told us, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Why is he telling us that? He's not telling us that because he wants to punish us and he wants our payments to be death. You know what I'm saying? And it might not be death in the natural, but it could be death in your health, in your finance, in your relationship. But God is saying again, I love you so much. It takes us back to John 3:16. I love you so much. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to make you feel worse than you already feeling. I'm not going to push you away. I'm not going to tear you down. That's what the world does.
We are We are here on earth. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We don't operate on the world system. We don't love like the world love, because the world love by condition. With God, you love completely at all times.
Yes.
Where we cannot judge. So I say to anybody who's listening, if you have been judged and you're thinking, when you come to God, God is going to point the finger in your face and say, you, bad, 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 bad. I want to let you know, God is not going to do that. He is standing at the door. He's knocking. All you have to do is open and invite him. Once you open and you invite him, all the things that are wrong in you, if you ask him to fix it, he will fix it. How do I know that? Because he's done it for me. And you've heard Sister Shanice say over and over how he's done it for her. And he tells us that he's no respecter of person. So what the Lord has done for me, what he's done for Sister Shanice, what he's done for Pastor Gina, so many people around the world, he will do the same for you. He will love you just like he loved the rest of us. Amen.
Yes, amen. Family and friends, there you have it on this blessed Tuesday afternoon. The grub. So we usually open with a prayer and close up with a prayer before we leave. You know, yesterday was Sister Deanne's birthday. So again, happy birthday to you, sis.
Thank you. May God bless you
to see many, many, many more. Pastor Jean couldn't be with us today. She had, you know, grandma duties and errands to do today. So hopefully she would be back next week. She'll be back with us and, you know, just kick it off with us. And we have a next great menu coming to you guys next week again. So if you enjoy this show, tune in next week, 1:30 Central Standard Time. For people back home, it will be your 2 hours ahead. So it will be at 3:30. So again, thank you guys for listening. Label, thank you so much for supporting your big little sister here. I do appreciate it. Share a word. You could tune in tonight to Sister Deanne's show as well. That's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. For those of y'all home, that's 8 p.m. Her platform is Domestic Violence. So you could tune in, hear what she got to say. Again, we usually close with prayer. Sister Deanne is up for procedure tomorrow, so we ask God to comfort her, to protect her, and to guide her through this. Sister Deanne, before you go, I have a little something for you. December born to my brother that passed away, Carlos Ramos. His birthday was December 10th. Sister Deanne is today. I had a good classmate of mine. I think hers was today or yesterday, Karen Fredericks. Who else I'm missing to? My nephew, Jamal Brewster. His birthday is, I think it's today, if I'm not wrong. So, Jamal, happy birthday from your auntie. Auntie, love you. To my niece, her birthday is on the 27th, which is next week. Well, actually, it's this Sunday, but I'm giving her a happy birthday in advance. And my brother, George Hendricks, shared birthday with her on December 27th. So, again, to my first love, sorry, husband, but to my first love, my first boyfriend, Wilfred Williams, continue to rest in peace. His birthday was this week as well. You know, happy birthday to all you guys that celebrate birthday this month. We would not be back until after Christmas, so happy Christmas. Please be safe. To those of y'all that's traveling, please be safe, because this coronavirus is real. It is real. It has taken so many lives. This year alone, we have lost so many people near and far. So family and friends, please wear your mask. Please
sanitize your hand. Keep your kids then safe. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people out there in public with these small kids, no mask, nothing to protect these kids. So, again, family and friends, protect yourself, protect your family. Before we go, we usually close out with a prayer. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Haven't done this in a while. Father God, we come to you today in this moment, in this time, as your children, asking you for forgiveness, asking you for blessings and blessings and blessings, because we are your children. We glorify you, Father God, to those that are sick in this world, to those that are not feeling well, to those that are just feeling down, Father God. I ask you to put your hand over them and protect them, to lift them up, to guide them, to show them the light in that dark valley, Father God. You know, we come to you in this time, in this moment. You are showing us that you are real. You are Father. You are the one that we're supposed to be looking unto, Father God. We ask you to cover you in your blood from our head to our foot. Father God, bless us as we come to you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Family, I get nervous every time it comes to me to pray, family and friends.
Oh, wow.
So I get nervous. My mind rolls faster than anything else.
I still do too. If I'm home, I'm okay. But when it's time to pray at church, I still get nervous.
So, family and friends, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. We appreciate it here at TPV Radio Network. If it's your first time, don't let it be your last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be blessed. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Safe. You know,
amen.
Life is real and everything that comes with it is real. So, again,
amen.
Family and friends, don't take it for granted. Give praise and thanks to God and everything that he has done for us, because he is the Almighty. He is the Messiah. He is the one and only true God. So again, I'm looking here to leave you with a song, and I'm leaving you here with Mr. Vegas. I am blessed. So family and friends,
amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Goodbye, everybody.
Yes, I don't see blessing. I don't see blessing. Father God blessing. One more blessing. I don't see blessing. I don't see blessing. Them can't stop me. I am blessed. Me love woman, me father him, that's why me born. Enough of them a try stop me, me fly past them straight. One for them a wicked, so what them me no rate. You know them one box the little food from me plate, but I got over devil a hell fit them straight.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning.
Watch over me. So when the wicked rise, judgment feed them. For 10 years, me a make it. Someday I had a sit down, but me a tour. Hands up from you, now bow stand. Well, I make me big up me friend them. Live up your rhythm, it a be prayer. Irish and sin, no worry, everything straight. Sing.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life. In the morning, and I lay my head to rest. Every day of my life, I am blessed.
Me say me praise God, make money, money haters, born bad mind. God knows me, me love woman, me father him, that's why me born. Enough of them a try stop me, me fly past them straight. Only for them a wicked, so what them me no rate. You know them one box the little food from me plate, but I got over devil a hell fit them straight.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life.
Yeah.
Everybody make forget the tambourine and praise the Almighty Father. All God-fearing people, let's go. Yeah. Hey, hey. Hey, yeah. Hey.
Up there, up there, up there. Up there, up there, up there. Take your tambourine and praise the Lord. Go tell the hypocrite and bad mind. You can't stop in a revival time. Everybody shake up your tambourine and praise the Lord.
You know, see a new year, them can't stop you. Father God love you and him not be got you. Tell the hypocrite them stop from what you. Man, them own a business and stop from chat you. You know, see them nice fella tumble down. Last year a hype up, now they mumble down. But we sell it like a rock, we not crumble down. Who know what show me a singer, Kirk, I beat the jump, jump.
Up there, up there, up there. Up there, up there, up there. Shake your tambourine and praise the Lord. Go to leave up with and bad mind. They can't stop you in a revival time. Everybody shake up your tambourine and praise the Lord.
Everybody, oh, 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 no praise God. Oh, oh.
You want to deal with him?
No, that's the man's gateway and a church.
Church, and the best place of men, Manuel.